At Richwoods High School, the 3A regional between the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the number one Peoria Notre Dame Irish is underway, and the Irish win the tip. Max Biefeld tips it into the backcourt, and Cody Gilfillan plays the point for the Irish, along with David Molinari, who advanced in the three-point showdown, Brett Lane, and the two big guys down low, Drew Blumenschein and Max Biefeld. It's the two big guys. They swing it down low into the left corner, Molinari. Back out it goes to Biefeld. Cutting in from the right side, Lane with an easy lay-in. And that's assisted by the big guy in the middle in Max Biefeld. And on the inbound, Peoria Notre Dame shows a little full-court pressure. Brandon Thompson, Chad Thompson, Ryan McElmurray, Dalton Davis, and Garrett Williams for the Silver Streaks. McElmurray did not play last Tuesday night. He drives, kicks it out to Garrett Williams for three.
We can at least say we had the lead if things don't work out the rest of the night. Streaks up 3-2.
Which they did not have at all in the game last Tuesday night at the Kitchen, the Irish's home court. And on the outside, top of the circle, Blumenschein kicks it over left side. Now down along the lane, it goes to Biefeld. He'll kick it back out. Here's a three from Gilfillan, and that one is good. Notre Dame doesn't hit threes, right?
I'd say they picked up where they left off against us last Tuesday night. This team that gets all the press for the big guys, their guards are awfully good.
13 of 21 from three-point range and a 45-point win over the Streaks just a week and a half ago. They hit their opening three-point basket here tonight. 5-3. Here's Chad Thompson down the lane with a left hand. Much stronger to the basket than we saw Thompson play last Tuesday night when he got several shots blocked on the way to the basket. On the top of the circle, we're tied at 5, a minute and a half gone here in this opening quarter. David Molinari on the dribble down low, batted away by Dalton Davis, but he lost track of it. Blumenschein picks it up for the Irish, wearing the home white with the green trim and the black lettering. Back all the way out to the midcourt circle, Cody Gilfillan. Completely different start here tonight than what we saw a week and a half ago, and we anticipated a completely different game for that matter as well. On the outside lane with it. Top of the circle, Biefeld. He'll work his way left. We've played 2 minutes. Both teams have scored on their two opening possessions. Tied at 5. Driving baseline. Molinari kicks it out. Top of the circle. Now into the lane. Biefeld. Spin move with a left hand. Comes up short. Rebound over the back and saved into the hands of Gilfillan. Kicks it out to Molinari for 3. Nobody there to rebound for Notre Dame. Double clutch put back for Cody Gilfillan. And it's 7-5. 3 offensive chances for Notre Dame on that trip.
Now we've got to limit them to 1 and out if we're going to have any chance in this one tonight. 3 is way too many.
Ryan McElmurray at the free throw line. Over to Dalton Davis. Left corner, Chad Thompson. He'll shoot the 3. Got it!
And I'll tell you what, we don't show any signs of nerves. I thought that was a key factor coming into this with all these seniors thinking about how big the game is. Could be their last game of their career, yada, yada. But they have come out here with a lot of confidence.
Streaks have hit their first 3 shots and lead 8-7, 3 minutes into the ball game. Skip pass right side it goes. Now right corner down to Brett Lane. He'll bring it back out. Stu Blumenschein with it on the right elbow. Skips it left side into the corner. Wide open 3 for Gilfillan. Good again.
Terrific ball movement by Notre Dame, using a lot of different offensive sets. And that time your center finds a guy clear down in the corner and he buries another 3.
5th lead change in the opening quarter. It's 10-8 Notre Dame. 4:35 to go, first quarter. Garrett Williams out high to Ryan McElmurray. 8 points in the opening quarter for Cody Gilfillan. Here's Garrett for 3 off the back of the rim. And the rebound to Biefeld for Notre Dame. First miss of the night for the Silver Streaks. Now in the lane, Molinari kicks it out to Biefeld for 3 off the back of the rim. Long rebound out to Chad Thompson. The Streaks don't mind if he wants to settle for those outside shots most of the night. Brandon Thompson has it picked away from behind. Saved, and here's a 2-on-nothing break for the Irish and a layup for Brett Lane. He has 4. Gilfillan has 8. It's 12-8 Notre Dame after the first Galesburg turnover.
They did that to us a number of times last Tuesday night. They'll get a guard dribbling over towards the side. He'll lose his attention. One of them will come from behind, steal it, and they're off to the races. Streaks have got to prevent that.
Dalton Davis across midcourt. We're just past the midpoint of this first quarter. Ball nicked out of bounds. Last touch by Molinari for Peoria Notre Dame. First substitutions of the night for the Irish come in off the bench. Nate Bell, a 5'10 senior. Sam Feehan, a 6'3 senior. We saw Feehan light it up from the outside, making 4 of his 5 three-point attempts last Tuesday night. On the inbound, McElmurray gets it into Brandon Thompson, who hasn't touched the ball much offensively so far. Out high it goes to McElmurray. Drives down the left side, dumps it out into the perimeter to Chad Thompson. Couldn't handle it. prevents him from getting off a shot. Now McElmurray drives baseline, scoops it up and in.
Beautiful job of using the rim to shoot Bielefeld, who was coming over to block him on the strong side. He goes up and under and just gets it past the fingertips and into the basket.
12-10, Galesburg down two. On the outside, here's a three for Fian, Nate Bell, who knocks it down. 15-10, Notre Dame by five. They have hit 3 3-pointers in the opening quarter, and a foul coming across midcourt will be the first of the game against the Irish, and that'll go against one of the two big men. No, I'm sorry, they're going to call it on Nate Bell.
First of the game, period. We played 5 minutes without a foul being called. That is highly unusual.
And another complete turnaround from the other game, from the game a week and a half ago.
And, of course, Notre Dame, as we talked, they go nine deep. They're going to substitute quite a bit. Silver Streaks, I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't substitute the whole game. We might see a guy in for a minute or two, but barring an injury, I'm sure Mike Reynolds thinks these are the guys he's got to have on the court for most of this game to have a chance.
On cue, Hank Matthews, a sophomore, the coach's son, checks in for the Irish. Left side, Ryan McElmurray thought about putting up the three, trying to drive on Bell, skips it over right side. Tough pass, but Brandon Thompson gets to it first. Now he'll drive into the lane, dumps it off to the outside, Dalton Davis. Inside the free throw line, down the right side, a basket and a foul. Good, strong move by Dalton Davis. Got it up and in with a right hand, and the Streaks have cut the lead to three, and Dalton will go to the line with an and one.
I like what our guards are doing. They're being fearless. They're taking the ball down the lane. There are some opportunities there. Notre Dame blocked our shots early in that one the other night. I think we got a little gun-shy. Wouldn't go in there again, but Streaks are going up and using their heads and making their shots.
And Dalton makes the free throw as well. Something else Galesburg did not do was get to the free throw line. They're down two, 15-13. First points of the night for Davis at the free throw line. Bielefeld down the lane. Bank shot, no. And the rebound to Brandon Thompson. He's missed his first three shots tonight. Brandon with his first rebound. Left corner. Ryan McElmurray down below us. Great Galesburg crowd on hand tonight. Chad Thompson puts the ball on the floor with the dribble to the top of the arc. Out to Garrett Williams. Picks up his dribble, needs help. Backdoor cut. McElmurray, left hand, got it.
What looked like bad news turned into good news real fast when Williams, who was in trouble, found McElmurray streaking to the basket.
Tied at 15, first quarter, 2:09 to play. Driving through the lane, turnover by Notre Dame, their first of the night. Bad pass under the basket, and a foul called on the Irish as Brandon Thompson brings it up midcourt, up the near sideline. That'll be the second of the game now on Sam Fian. So he comes in off the bench and goes right back to the bench, picking up two quick fouls. Brett Lane sits down as well for the Irish, and Nate Bell gets a breather also. Cody Gilfillan back in, into the game for the first time. Nick Reynolds, a sophomore who also hit some big perimeter shots for the Irish in the first matchup last Tuesday. Dalton Davis in the lane, kicks it out to Williams for three, in and out. And the rebound, nobody there but the Irish for the rebound. Molinari comes down with it. He'll bring it all the way across midcourt. Nobody guards him, and he hits a three.
He had plenty of practices. He was one of the shooters in that three-point showdown, and I believe he had 10 of them to advance.
Two Silver Streaks advanced as well, Austin Garnett and Ryan Carl. Garnett hit 9, Carl hit 8. On the outside, now here's a long three by Chad Thompson off the back of the rim. McElmurray keeps the rebound alive, but the Irish come up with it. Gilfillan with a loose ball off the floor. Here comes Notre Dame leading by 3, down the lane. Molinari with a right hand up and in. Galesburg scores 5 points in a row. The Irish respond with a 5-0 run of their own. 20-15, Notre Dame. 1:09 to go and a timeout called by the Silver Streaks. A 30-second timeout. Our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Peoria tonight. Jim and I traveling this week to the regional in a Nissan Pathfinder. And we just can't say enough good about this vehicle.
Yeah, it's really got a nice ride for a big SUV. And if you're in bad weather, this is the one you want to be in. Tonight, not so much the case, but we've had this thing for a number of times, both the girls' broadcast team and you and I, and we've really enjoyed it. We want to say thanks again for the sponsorship and the provision of transportation all year long from Galesburg Nissan. Football season, boys and girls basketball, they've taken care of us, and we appreciate that and look forward to hopefully continued acquaintance next year.
How about next week?
Well, okay. My bad.
And then we'll worry about next year. 1:08 to go first quarter here. Galesburg coming out of a 30-second timeout, trailing 20-15. McElmurray, Davis, Williams, Chad Thompson, Brandon Thompson. No substitutions coming out of the timeout. Dalton Davis, Chad Thompson, right side McElmurray near the Notre Dame bench. Brandon Thompson hasn't taken a shot. He takes one now in the lane, and it rolls through.
is prototype Brandon Thompson. Put that ball up on the rim nice and soft and let it fall in.
Molinari slips but keeps the dribble. Has it on the near sideline. Bounces it back into the midcourt shield on the home court Peoria Richwoods Knights. Cody Gilfillan, right side under the wing it goes. Over to Nick Reynolds, the sophomore in the lane. Left-hand baby hook, in and out. Drew Blumenschein misses his first shot, and Chad Thompson with a rebound. 28 seconds to go, first quarter. Galesburg down three with the ball. Can they hold successfully for the last shot? Here's a reach foul from behind. Nick Reynolds comes in from the backside, tries to poke it loose behind Brandon Thompson, and the Irish have picked up four team fouls now. None on the Silver Streak.
Eddie Matthews likes his guys to be aggressive. I don't think he could be very happy with Nick Reynolds, though, on that one, because he was just trying to poke the ball from behind on Brandon Thompson, who was a good 30 feet from the basket.
Thompson now brings it across midcourt after the inbound. Galesburg down three, holding for the final shot of the first quarter, down to 12 seconds to go. Dalton Davis at the timeline. Ryan McElmurray on the near sideline with seven. Works his way to the far sideline in front of the Notre Dame bench with five. Gets it to Brandon Thompson with two. Shoots a three off the back of the rim. That's the end of the first quarter. 20-17 Notre Dame. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Breedlove's is the answer. If you were just asking yourself, so where would LeBron James and Lance Armstrong shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? Breedlove Sporting Goods. And don't you want to shop where two of the world's greatest athletes would shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? For team uniforms, sports equipment, custom lettering, screen printing, tons of shoes, spirit wear, and letterman jackets for all area high schools, and the top brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, and Adidas. Specializing in custom lettering, signs, trophies, medals, plaques, and awards. And the top shopping spot of LeBron James and Lance Armstrong when they do finally visit downtown Kewaunee. Love Sporting Goods.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
And they were 8-13.
Start Monday.
Second quarter underway at Peoria Richwoods High School, Class 3A Regional Final. Number one, Peoria Notre Dame leads the Galesburg Silver Streaks 20-17. Galesburg with the ball. 5-second call on Ryan McElmurray out high. Just wasn't moving with the dribble. That's only the second turnover of the first half for the Silver Streaks. Jim, other stats?
Yeah, the other stats kept pretty easily. Both teams were making so many shots, there wasn't a whole lot of rebounds to be had. Notre Dame had five boards. Galesburg had three. Each team had a turnover in that first quarter. The hot shooting, Peoria Notre Dame, 8 of 13. Galesburg, 7 of 11.
And only one free throw shot in the first quarter, that by the Silver Streaks. Notre Dame opened 4 of 5 from three-point range. They lead by three with the ball. Molinari drives in from the left side. Alters his shot on the way up. Misses it. Garrett Williams gets the rebound. Molinari had 5 in the first quarter. Cody Gilfillan for the Irish leads all scorers with 8. On the outside, Chad Thompson. Had Dalton Davis cutting backdoor through the lane. He keeps it on the perimeter, though. Garrett Williams drives down the right side. Slips. Gets knocked down. Ball on the floor. Dribbles right to Chad Thompson, who shoots the three. And got it!
That one came right towards us, and it looked like it was perfect, and it certainly was. He shot that in front of the Irish crowd and the Irish bench. A big shot by Chad Thompson.
It's tied at 20, under 7 minutes to play first half. David Molinari at the free throw line, right through the hands of Max Bielfeldt. Second turnover on the Irish. Streaks have a chance to regain the lead. Their last lead at 8-7 in the first quarter, tied at 20 right now.
Nice to see these guys are human, because they played nearly flawless ball against us last Tuesday. In that first quarter, they didn't make many mistakes, making about all their shots and making just one turnover. So maybe as this wears along, we'll wear them down a little bit.
Tough pass by Dalton Davis at Brandon Thompson's thigh. He comes up with it, though. Now right side, Ryan McElmurray at the Peoria Notre Dame bench. Hesitation drive, scoops it up and in with the left hand. Driving under the basket to the weak side. He just threw it up, spun it off the glass, and a turnover at the other end by the Irish.
Well, that was maybe the highlight shot of the year by McElmurray down here.
I guess.
Wow.
6:22 to go first half. Third turnover by the Irish. Inbound, here comes McElmurray sprinting across midcourt and tries to get it to Chad Thompson, and Bielfeldt just sticks out the leg and kicks it, and that allows his defense to get set now in the half court.
If it wasn't for his leg, that's a layup for Chad
Thompson.
Ryan had set that up perfect.
Inbound to Thompson, shoots the three, good!
Hefelt went to sleep over here on that inbound. Ryan found Chad wide open, and by the time Max got out there, Chad had already let that one fly.
It's an 8-0 run to start the second quarter. Galesburg by 5. 6 minutes to go, first half. Blumenstein, top of the circle, looking back door, guarded by Dalton Davis. Now picks up his dribble, gets it over right side, now into the corner to Brett Lane. Down low it goes to the big guy, Bielefeld. Switches positions and can't get the shot off the glass. Tough break by Bielefeld, but he gets fouled. A couple of free throws coming. This is the first foul of the night on the Silver Streaks, and it goes against Chad Thompson.
These officials have done a nice job in this. They've let a lot of things go that didn't have to be called. In one particular case, Garrett tried to set himself for a charge, and he flopped, but there really wasn't that much contact. Some officials feel like they've got to call something if anybody hits the floor. These guys have let these guys play a little bit better.
Bielefeld hits the first free throw, his first point of the night at the 5:49 mark of the second quarter. He had 25 against the Streaks last week. Second free throw is good as well. First two free throws of the night for the Irish. Cuts the Galesburg lead to 3, 25-22. Thompson trapped on the inbound at the baseline. He dribbles out of it, though. Now the Streaks may have a break. Thompson lost it behind him, trying to do too much, and Notre Dame gets the loose ball on the turnover.
Now Brandon was a bit of a train wreck the whole time down the court that time.
Coach Mike Reynolds with his hands on his hips, frustrated to see his senior do that. McElmurray pokes the ball out of Bielefeld's hands from behind as he moves toward the basket. Chad Thompson was fronting him. I think they're going to get Ryan with a poke from the back, though. They do. His first, second team foul, but Bielefeld not in the act of shooting, even though he was moving toward the basket, so the Irish have to inbound it. Gilfillan, looking at it from the right of his own basket, throws it out high to Molinari near half court. Under 5.5 minutes to play first half. Galesburg by 3, and an offensive foul called on Drew Blumenstein. I think he got Dalton Davis with a little bit of an elbow, fighting for position down low. First foul on Blumenstein, fourth Irish turnover, third in this quarter.
Yeah, Davis has been hounding Blumenstein most of the way. Dalton giving up, of course, what, 7 inches in that matchup.
Looks and as like you would 7 feet.
Yeah, as you would expect, Notre Dame is trying to exploit that mismatch, but the Streaks doing a pretty good job of not allowing it.
McElmurray dribbles between two defenders coming into the front court. Switches hands to the left hand with a dribble, working left. Now gets it off to Brandon Thompson. Streaks have the baseline open if they can find somebody cutting there. Thompson tries to drive it, kicks it over, and an offensive foul called as Blumenstein drew the charge. He planted himself, cutting Thompson off along the baseline, forcing Chad to give it up, and then running into him at the same time. Fourth turnover on the Streaks and the second foul on Chad Thompson.
Well, if your turnovers are charging fouls, you don't mind that as much, and that's been probably half the turnovers for both teams tonight. As these guys are playing for keeps, as you would expect in a regional championship. And just like we said in the Gurney-Warren game, Brad, every minute that goes by in this game that we're hanging in there certainly increases our chances. It puts a little pressure on the top seed and gives us more confidence.
Inlet pass down low. Bielefeld fakes the pass, works around Chad Thompson. And Chad kind of had to back off a little bit at the risk of picking up his third foul. So Bielefeld takes it in for his first basket of the game. He scored the Irish's last four, cutting the Galesburg lead to 1. Dalton Davis on the dribble, working in from the right elbow. Cut off along the low blocks, kicks it out to Chad Thompson. Between the circles, Garrett Williams. McElmurray cutting through the lane, but a bad pass by Garrett. Stolen away, Brett Lane with an easy layup, uncontested at the other end. Irish back on top. They've scored 6 in a row, 26-25, and a timeout on the floor. 4:27 to go in the first half. Notre Dame leads 26-25. This is Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Some people would call him a loser. He ran for state office. He was beaten. He started a business. He failed. He ran for Congress. He lost. He was nominated for vice president. He lost again. But he knew only those who never tried are the real losers. And Abraham Lincoln was no loser. Persistence. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
.427 to go in the first half. Peoria Notre Dame, the number one team in the state, leads this Class 3A regional final 26-25 over the 26-5 Galesburg Silver Streaks. Coming out of a Peoria Notre Dame timeout, Silver Streaks with the ball. Dalton Davis now gets it across midcourt. Switches hands on the dribble, guarded by Molinari. Irish have stuck pretty well to a man defense throughout most of this first half. We're approaching the midpoint of the second quarter. Irish lead by one. Tremaine Carson into the game, replacing Chad Thompson, who's on the bench with two fouls. He leads Galesburg with 11 points. Thompson, that is. Now another kick in the lane by Biefeldt. And the ball caroms back out to Dalton Davis. Streaks will get it under their own basket.
Well, Brandon Thompson offensively plays in spurts. We could use a little one here before halftime, especially with Chad Thompson on the bench.
He's taken only two shots. On the inbound, Dalton Davis for three.
Got it! That'll work.
Streaks regain the lead, 28-26. It's been a back-and-forth first half. Past the midpoint of the second quarter now, 28-26 Galesburg. Left side, Notre Dame with it. Blumenschein kicks it back out. Molinari at the free throw line. Now they get it down low to Biefeldt. Tremaine Carson giving him a little push. Biefeldt works his way in. Easy scoop shot up and in. With a right hand, ties the game at 28. Biefeldt held scoreless in the first quarter, has six now in the second quarter. 3.5 to go before halftime. Dalton Davis throws it away. Tried to get it over to McElmurray. And that was too far and too strong behind McElmurray. Fifth turnover on the streaks gives Notre Dame a chance to regain the lead.
No, good thing we're shooting the ball well. We're 4 of 4 here in this second quarter. Three of those are threes, so that gives us, 11 of 15 from the field because our ball handling's getting a little shaky. Five turnovers, one charge included there in the second quarter.
Notre Dame shooting great as well. McElmurray has to save it on the baseline, but his momentum took him out of bounds. It went through the hands of Biefeldt. Murray was coming up with the steal, but his momentum took him out of bounds. He kept the ball in bounds on the floor, but nobody for Galesburg could get to it before it dribbled out of bounds. So the Irish hang on to it. 3:16 to go first half. Skip pass into the backcourt to Molinari, now walks it across the timeline. Galesburg back in a 1-3-1 zone right now. Molinari, left side pass, goes over to Lane. Looking, now a whistle away from the ball. We're going to get that one called on Tremaine Carson, I believe, as he and Biefeldt were going arm in arm, hand to hand down low. Now they're going to stack it up, and this is the play that led to one of the technicals, and Coach Mike Reynolds is immediately signaling, calling for the officials' attention, again saying, do not let them do that. That was his big complaint in the game last Tuesday night, and here they are setting up in the stack.
And Biefeldt's elbows in Dalton's face.
And Tremaine's face on the other side. Now on the inbound. On the right side, Nate Bell with it. Skips it back out to Brett Lane. Between the circles, Molinari with it now, looking to hand it off to Bell. Under 3 minutes to go, first half, tied at 28. Bell right side, Molinari, top of the circle. Loses Garrett Williams, takes it down the lane, tries to dump it off. Biefeldt comes up with it, gets it up and in off the glass, and a foul call giving him a chance at a three-point play. For the Silver Streaks, he is just unstoppable in that position.
Yeah, and I thought Molinari had overpassed there. I was surprised he didn't take the shot, but Biefeldt held on to it and wasn't the prettiest shot, but he kind of threw it up there off the glass. It rolled in, and now the Irish with a chance to take a three-point lead.
8 points for Biefeldt in the second quarter. Make it nine now. He's 3 for 3 shooting the ball. Irish lead 31-28. Galesburg's 25-20 lead is gone. They've been outscored 11-3 and now trail by three. Under 3 minutes to go, second quarter. Second foul of the game on Tremaine Carson. Both teams with five team fouls now. Carson hands off to Brandon Thompson. He was briefly open. Dalton Davis has it now, though, on the left side. Fakes right, drives left. Cut off there by Molinari. Hands off to Garrett Williams. He's got it on the left elbow. Streaks haven't moved within about 10 feet of the ball. Now Garrett drives to the right side of the floor. Gets it off to Brandon Thompson at the free throw line. Tremaine Carson to McElmurray down below us on the sideline. He'll bring it back out. That's the Notre Dame crowd cheering the Irish defense here.
Their defense much more effective when Chad Thompson's not out there. It's one less three-point shooter and the big guy they don't have to worry about. Look at him lay off Tremaine. They know he's not going to shoot.
Dalton Davis dribbling on the outside, trying to drive in from the left side. Cut off, gets it down low to Tremaine Carson, but Dalton slipped, gets called for traveling. The sixth turnover on the Silver Streaks, and the Irish by three with 2:01 to go first half. Look to build on the lead here.
Well, Silver Streaks would probably be content to have this be three at the half because Coach Reynolds is trying to keep Chad Thompson out of the game to avoid the third foul. This last 2 minutes could be long, though. Offensively, we are so out of sync without Chad on the court.
He's the leading scorer tonight for the Streaks with 11. Brandon Thompson hasn't been able to get off more than two shots all night. Biefeldt drives in from the left side. He's got 11 in this quarter now. And Notre Dame matches its biggest lead at 33-28. 1:40 to go, second quarter.
It's got to be a good possession. Really need a good possession here.
Brandon Thompson driving in from the right side. Lost the handle on the ball. He left it behind him. Brett Lane picks it up at the other end. He loses it briefly. Dalton Davis dives for it on the floor and calls timeout. And Coach Mike Reynolds loves the effort by the Silver Streaks there, not only to get back defensively to prevent what would have been a layup by Brett Lane after the turnover, but then to scramble for it, create the loose ball, and immediately call timeout with Davis on his back on the floor.
Well, Dalton Davis always hustles, but I think he had an extra spark there because he was still mad about what happened out at the other end on that turnover, and he was on the floor in a hurry to help create a turnover back this way. So, Streaks still down five, again with a possession. You'd love to see us get something, just a good shot. I mean, I'd love for it to go in, but we haven't really even had a good look at the basket in the last 3 or 4 minutes.
No, still have taken only those four shots in this second quarter. Still remain 4 for 4 from the field, which is a great shooting percentage, but
we're
going to shoot 100%. I'd rather be 10 of 10.
Let's see. I guess we had the Davis three-pointer, but other than that, we haven't taken a shot since Chad sat out.
No. In fact, of those four baskets, Chad Thompson has two of them. Under 90 seconds to play first half. Now under 80 seconds to play first half. 33-28 Irish. Galesburg with the ball. Garrett Williams hands off to Brandon Thompson. Again, he's taken only two shots in this game so far, making one of them. And Dalton Davis gets fouled. Hank Matthews tries to fight through a screen, trips and falls down. His momentum leads him to fall into Dalton Davis from the backside. That's the 16th foul on the Irish, a minute 10 to go first half. Garrett Williams to inbound on the sideline down below us, into the backcourt to Ryan McElmurray, over the head of Nate Bell. McElmurray trying to lose Bell in the backcourt, gets it across midcourt, right side Dalton Davis near the Irish bench. Back out to Garrett Williams between the circles, looking back door to Brandon Thompson. Pull up, high post, rolls off. Tremaine with a rebound, gets blocked, deflected out to Ryan McElmurray. So the Streaks get their third crack at it.
They got spiked.
McElmurray to Garrett Williams at the top of the circle. Down to 45 seconds to go. Garrett to the left elbow, fakes right, drives left, gets an opening, takes it up and in. And he threw it high up and in off the glass over Bielefeld. 33-30, Galesburg down three. Irish driving in from the left side. Matthews kicks it over. Right side driving in. Fian off the glass. Rolls through and a foul. First basket of the game for Sam Fian, who lit the Streaks up from the perimeter last week. And lots of three-point play opportunities for the Irish in this second quarter, leading by five. 28 seconds to go. The foul called on Carson, and that's his third.
So Chad Thompson does come back in. I'm sure under the instruction, don't foul anybody with 28 seconds to go in the half. But you can see that coming once Fian went baseline with an aggressive move. Silver Streaks' help side had to come over. Two players were just charging over there, and you knew there was probably going to be a collision, and somehow he was able to get the thing in the basket and draw the foul.
So to the free throw line, Fian up and in, makes a three-point play. Notre Dame with its biggest lead now at 6, 36-30. Again, 28 seconds to go. Full court pressure shown by the Irish here. Brett Lane will guard the inbound with Brandon Thompson. Working the baseline, moves left, gets it into Ryan McElmurray. Instead of trapping, they just go single man defense in the backcourt. McElmurray now across midcourt with 20 seconds to go. Chad Thompson in, skips it right side over to McElmurray. Down to 17 seconds to go. A collision between two players. McElmurray takes it in, skips it over to Dalton Davis behind him. Can't get to it, knocks it out of bounds. Notre Dame now with a chance to hold for the last shot with 11.7 seconds to go.
Boy, Notre Dame's defense has just been smothering. Silver Streaks doing everything they can, trying to move the ball around. Just can't find an opening. Eight turnovers in the second quarter. It's surprising we're within six.
On the inbound, they get it to Cody Gilfil and across midcourt with 10. Between the circles to Brett Lane, works his way right. A fake by Lane, drives baseline, kicks it over. Left corner, Molinari for three! That's the end of the first half. Notre Dame executes perfectly at the end of two and lead the Silver Streaks 39-30 at the half. When we come back on the Galesburg Electric Halftime Show, all the team numbers, the individual scoring, and a word with Streaks assistant Steve Cheeseman. The turnover late gives the Irish a 9-point halftime lead. You're listening to Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
When something is second nature, it means it just comes naturally. It's part of who you are. For the dedicated men and women of OSF, caring for our community is just that, second nature. The ability to relate to others, reaching out with the greatest care and compassion. developing relationships, and sharing knowledge so those around them can live healthier lives. Whether it's a visit to one of our 8 OSF Medical Group clinics or it's an unexpected trip to the emergency room, we'll be there to care for you. It's who we are. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
I seriously can't believe you're going to do this.
Hey, man, believe it.
Look, I know you'll learn stuff that'll help you with a job in engineering, but, buddy, listen, once you walk through those doors,
Look, I'm still going to be here at home.
Huh?
I'm going to keep my job, work full time, hang out with you, and be a soldier.
I don't get it.
You're completely clueless about the National Guard, aren't you?
The National Guard is a unique opportunity and a unique experience. You're a soldier. You serve your community as well as your country. You train part-time close to home. And you do it all while you work or attend college full-time.
Look at you. Now you're even thinking about it. You're going to walk in with me, aren't you?
All right, wipe that smile off your face.
Oh, come on. You know you want to come in.
Take the first steps to building your career while serving your community and country part-time. Start at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Illinois National Guard. Aired by the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
Live coverage of GHS boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family. By Sign Depot Express, visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. By Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer on Henderson Street. By Office Specialists, where your office is their business. By Spudos Donuts and More, come for the donuts, stay for the food. And by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the Galesburg Electric Halftime Show. When the power goes out, will you be ready? Be ready with Galesburg Electric and Generac Generators.
Halftime at the 3A Regional Championship at Peoria Richwoods High School, where the number one Peoria Notre Dame Irish lead the Silver Streaks, their biggest lead of the first half now, 39-30. Since Galesburg took a late 28-26 lead, the Irish outscored the Silver Streaks 13-2 to finish off the first half. And, Jim, the Streaks have done a lot of things right here tonight. Their defense is so much better than we saw last week in the regular season matchup on Tuesday night, but boy, Notre Dame just does so much right. The Silver Streaks turnovers, probably the one thing that's cost them more than anything in this game here tonight.
No doubt about it. 8 turnovers in the second quarter, and we only shot the ball 7 times. We've been hot, 12 of 18 from the field, 66%. You give me that number before the game, I'd feel pretty good about where we were sitting.
Yeah.
But Notre Dame, 15 of 21 from the field, and it doesn't seem to matter where they're at. I mean, Biefeld really asserted himself in that second quarter, the big guy, but from the perimeter, the Irish have been hot as well. I sure wish that last three-pointer hadn't gone in. I wouldn't have felt too bad leaving the court 6 down, given what transpired, but for that extra 3, a 9-point deficit, hopefully the players aren't discouraged at this point, and I'm sure that's the coaching staff's job, is to pick them back up and to light a fire in them and see if they can't come out and give a big charge here to open the third quarter. 71% shooting for Notre Dame. Interesting, we're out rebounding the Irish.
Yeah.
6-5. Notre Dame didn't have a rebound the entire second quarter.
That just stuns me.
A real oddity. They didn't have to, because we had 8 turnovers and we didn't miss, let's see, 1, 2, 3, had 4 until about the 2-minute mark. We were 4 for 4 from the field. Then we finally missed a couple, got our own rebound, and then turned it over again. So,
and they missed only one shot the entire second quarter.
Yeah, they did. So this Notre Dame team is really, really good. The only way we're going to be able to win this game is if they cool off a little bit. You can't smother everybody, and that's what you have to do because of the big guys inside. You've got to draw two onto Biefeld when he gets the ball, leave somebody open. He's been able to find them, and when they get the ball, they know what to do with it.
Peoria Manual trails Peoria Central at the half 23-12. A couple of other scores of note to pass along. Morton leads Springfield Landfair at the half 28-23. And at the Class 3A Girls State Championship earlier today, Lombard Montini won its semifinal game over Springfield 55-39, a game in which Springfield did not score in the first quarter but did come back to make it a game of it late, but Montini won it going away by 16. And this is the one that really breaks the Silver Streaks' hearts. Hillcrest hammered Marshall 65-43.
Could have been us.
It could have been us, that's for sure. Here tonight, Galesburg boys trail by 9 at the half. They're back on the floor. Jim's heading down court to talk to Steve Cheeseman. We'll take a break on the Galesburg Electric Halftime Show. We'll talk to the assistant coaching staff coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Laura, that was an amazing meal. The guys really went to town on that leg of lamb.
Yeah, thanks, Amy. I'm glad everyone enjoyed it.
It's hard to believe how much you and Jim have done with the house in such a short amount of time. It's just gorgeous.
Yeah, we love it too. And the kids are really thriving in school here. But...
But what? Something's wrong. I know you too well.
Jim's company is cutting his salary, and he may even get laid off. He doesn't think we'll be able to afford the mortgage.
Oh, Laura. You know what? My cousin Susan and her husband were in a similar situation, but they got some terrific advice for free from a housing counselor from the NFCC, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. You need to be careful who you can trust these days with so many so-called mortgage consultants out there. The NFCC is nonprofit and has been around for more than 50 years.
If you think you're in danger of foreclosure, call the NFCC today at 866-687-6322 or visit mortgagehelpnow.org. That's mortgagehelpnow.org, a public service from the NFCC.
Are you a diehard sports fan?
Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land.
The mecca of sports equipment apparel.
We love sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Breedlove's for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Breedlove's Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything's sports.
The official WGIL forecast for tonight, occasional showers and thunderstorms, a low of 33. Tomorrow, clouds, chance of rain showers or snow showers in the morning, then scattered flurries in the afternoon. Much colder, a near steady temperature of 35. Clouds overnight, a low of 23, and looking ahead to Sunday, mostly sunny skies, light north winds, and highs in the upper 30s. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 43 at Galesburg Radio 14.
WGIL congratulates Jenny McLaughlin of Galesburg, who won $500 just by wearing the WGIL button. Congratulations from Galesburg Radio 14.
Galesburg down at the half, 39-30 to Peoria Notre Dame. Here's Jim Lee with assistant Steve Cheeseman.
All right, well, Steve, obviously that first half, we shot the ball very well, but it seemed like we kind of ran out of gas.
We did run out of gas there late. I mean, they're so good that they're going to take advantage of every situation. We try to take the inside away. They kick it back outside, knock down threes. We try to double and triple inside. We gave up baseline a little, and then they can, you know, kick it out and shoot the threes as well there. So it's a tough, tough, tough thing to guard. They have an inside and outside presence. And down here, we ran our offense very nicely when we spread it and tried to drive it and kick it. We were good. We got a little stagnant at the end of the quarter. They took advantage of it, and it's a three-possession game. We still played awfully well. We talked in there that we've got to come out, make those adjustments with what I just talked about, and really play hard these first 3 minutes to get it back, chipped away a little bit, and we're in the game.
Well, when Chad had to sit down, that seemed to be the turning point because they didn't have to worry about our three-point threat.
Yeah, and Chad just brings a dimension, being big like that and being able to go outside to pull their defender away from the basket. They were able to sag off inside, takes your drive away. They know they have that as a safety foul behind.
Good luck.
Thanks very much.
Good luck.
Our thanks, as always, to Steve Cheeseman for joining us here at the half. Let's take a quick look at the scoring. Max Biefeldt with 11 points in the second quarter leads the Irish. David Molinari and Cody Gilfillan each had 8. In fact, Gilfillan picked up the slack in the first quarter with all of his points there. Brett Lane has 6. Nate Bell and Sam Feehan each have 3. Hank Matthews, Nick Reynolds, and Drew Blumenschein have played but have not scored for the Irish. Chad Thompson leads Galesburg with 11 first half points. In fact, all of the Silver Streaks have scored. Dalton David, Ryan McElmurray each have 6. Garrett Williams, 5. Brandon Thompson with 2. Jermaine Carson has not scored for the Silver Streaks. The Irish finished the first half, outscoring Galesburg 13-2 to take a 9-point halftime lead, and the Irish have the ball to begin the second half. 39-30 is the score. Brett Lane will inbound along with Blumenschein, Molinari, Gilfillan, and, of course, Bielfeldt. On the top of the circle, Blumenschein has it now. Works inside, batted away, intended for Bielfeldt, and the Irish turn it over on the first possession. Dalton Davis, McElmurray, the Thompsons, and Garrett Williams for the Silver Streaks. Just underway, second half. Big opening possession for the Silver Streaks here in the third quarter. Brandon Thompson found an opening down the lane. Bank shot rolls off. Had exactly what the Silver Streaks wanted. Bielfeldt rebounds the miss. Thompson 1 of 4 tonight. At the other end, a shot up and in for Cody Gilfillan from about 15 feet. And just like that, Notre Dame is on top by 11 instead of the Streaks being down 7. And a tie-up called. Galesburg will hang on to it on the alternating possession.
Yeah, I'm sure when Brandon Thompson missed that shot inside, all the Richwoods players who are sitting here in front of us went, where was that the other night? He hardly missed a shot against them, but missed a bunny in there that time.
Just underway third quarter. Galesburg with its biggest deficit, down 11. Thompson drives, kicks it out to Dalton Davis. His three-pointer comes right back to him after the miss. Garrett Williams pulls up from 18 feet. Swish! Garrett Williams with 7 on the game now. 41-32. Galesburg's had a lot of offensive rebounds tonight, which is good to see. Now here's a three at the other end. Gilfillan's shot rolls off. Dalton Davis, nice box out on the big guy behind him. Comes down with his first rebound. Here's Chad Thompson. Thought about the three. Gets it over to Garrett Williams. Thought about driving through the lane. He's cut off there by Blumenschein. Now over to Ryan McElmurray. He'll dribble it all the way back out down the lane. And a blocking foul called on the Irish. Heck of a move by Ryan McElmurray to find any kind of room in there to penetrate to the basket. He's getting a couple free throws here.
Irish are leaving that lane wide open. We have penetrated three times. They're coming out tight on all of our shooters. And they're hoping that if you go down the lane, they're relying on their size to come in and block the shot like they did that time against McElmurray, who hits the first free throw. But I'd love to see us continue to take that opportunity to go down the lane, getting fouls, because they're just not going to let us shoot three-pointers very often. They are covering us up tight on that line.
McElmurray, 69% on the free throw line this season, makes both. Galesburg down 7 now, 41-34. McElmurray with 8 on the game. Across midcourt, Gilfillan. Bounce pass down along the baseline to Bielfeldt. Guarded, now a double team, kicks it back out. Gilfillan does not shoot, drives instead, dribbles it back out to Molinari, driving right side, dumps it off to Bielfeldt. Three players around him, he dumps it off into the lane, second extra pass, and it goes right to Blumenschein, who brings it up and in. First basket of the game for Drew Blumenschein. Notre Dame by 9, approaching the 6-minute mark of the third quarter. In the backcourt, Davis and Brandon Thompson. Dalton drives, gets it over to Garrett Williams. Irish get back. There's Garrett down the lane again. Rolls off! And again, Bielfeldt with a rebound after a Streaks get a good high percentage shot that just won't roll through. Down low, Blumenschein gets position on Dalton Davis, lays it in.
6-8 against, well, a short 6-1, and you get that result. Dalton did what he could, but short of just wrapping him up, there's nothing he can do.
He got that little bump down low with a hip, and that got Dalton out of the way, just enough for Blumenschein to take it. Here's a backdoor cut to Dalton up and in. Good look by Garrett Williams. Streaks call timeout. 45-36, Streaks down 9. This is a full timeout. 5:30 to go, third quarter. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family. By Sign Depot Express, visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. By Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer on Henderson Street. By Office Specialists, where your office is their business. By Spudos Donuts and More, come for the donuts, stay for the food. And by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Handyman Show with Glenn Hagee, Saturday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Five and a half minutes to go, third quarter at Peoria Richwoods High School. The Class 3A Regional Championship between Galesburg and Peoria Notre Dame. The Irish number one in Class 3A, 27-0. Silver Streaks, pretty darn good themselves at 25-6. We got their hands full tonight, down 9, 5.5 minutes to play. Streak's doing a lot of things right. Got two good high percentage shots penetrating through the lane toward the basket. Got a chance to bank it up and in. Two shots, too strong. Otherwise, that 9-point lead could be five right now. But still fairly comfortable for the Irish with the ball coming out of the Galesburg timeout. Driving right side, lane cut off. Looks to reverse it back out to Gilfillan. Looking to get it into the lane, Blumenschein. To Bielefeldt, back out. Gilfillan fakes a three, steps inside the arc, 12-footer, missed everything. And then Bielefeldt fouled, picking up the loose ball on the way up, and he's going to get a couple free throws here. Brandon Thompson on the reach, just his first foul.
Well, nobody ever said life was fair, and that's kind of the way that possession went, because we forced him into really taking a bad shot there. But because you got a guy that happens to be 6'8 standing under the basket, you end up getting some free throws out of the deal.
And he rolls the first one through. Bielefeldt hasn't missed tonight. First points of the second half. He has 12 for the game. That puts the Irish back on top by 10, 46-36.
Well, one of the things that becomes obvious when we play great teams like Rock Island and Notre Dame is our lack of depth. These teams go 6-7, Notre Dame goes 9 deep, and they don't lose much quality when they bring the other guys in. We basically have to go with our five starters the whole game. And Steve Cheesman, that's the first thing he said before he went on the air. When he came out, he said we just were run down at the end of that second quarter trying to keep up with these guys.
On the inbound, McElmurray has it back from Brandon Thompson, dribbles into traffic, gets it back out to Brandon right inside the half-court line, nearly an over and back. Now Williams with the top of the circle, skips it over left side to Brandon Thompson. Driving in from the left side, contact, gets knocked down.
It's gotta be
we got
something.
A travel call.
You got to call a block on that.
Contact drawn by Brett Lane, trying to pick up an offensive foul. He didn't give Brandon Thompson any room at all to maneuver, trying to go to the left. Lane leaned into him and flopped down, caused Brandon to get knocked off balance as he fell down and got called for the travel.
Harley Nosher still standing over there. Everybody else is sitting down, but I don't think Harley liked that no call a bit. Neither did Mike Reynolds as he's pleading his case out there.
He doesn't get what he wants from the one official. Now he looks toward the other official down court as Eddie Matthews is standing in his proximity. So they wipe the sweat off the floor. Coach Mike Reynolds still barking and stalking on the sideline. 11-point Irish lead. Now they get the ball back after the 10th streak's turnover.
Now, if there's ever a play in the game, I can't blame Mike for being mad about. That was the one.
In the lane, Bielefeldt turn around, perfect position. Nice up and under. 49-36, Notre Dame by 13 now.
Think about these. You worry about a call you had the last trip, though, against these guys. They'll score 10 in a row on you before you know it hits you. You just got to forget it and go on.
Williams down the left side of the lane, and there's a blocking foul called on the Irish. That'll send Garrett to the line shooting a couple free throws. Foul on Sam Fee, and that goes as his third now.
And he's off the bench, isn't he?
Yeah. So there's a kid who came in and lit up the streaks off the bench from the perimeter last week. So nice to keep him on the bench in foul trouble, but the streaks would love to get Bielefeldt and Blumenschein in foul trouble. Blumenschein with only one, and Bielefeldt has not been called for a foul. Williams makes the first free throw. 49-37, so important for the streaks to make these free throws when they get the opportunity.
Well, the difference, Bielefeldt, no fouls, and I don't think he usually has much of a problem. Notre Dame, the last time they were pretty good, had Randall, who went to Illinois, and he was always in foul trouble.
Yeah.
In fact, the streaks knocked these guys out when Randall was a senior at John Field Gym, and Randall fouled out of that one.
Right side in the corner, bounce pass down low to Bielefeldt, shoots over two Silver Streaks players and gets a foul and a basket.
What
can you do?
That's why we're the underdog. I mean, he gets the ball down there. You can't deny it because they lob it into him. He's so tall. We got players on both sides of him. He just uses his physical force to bump them out of the way and go to the basket. It wasn't really a charge, but there's no way you can hold your ground.
Second foul on Brandon Thompson. Bielefeldt finishes off the three-point play. He has 7 in the quarter and 18 for the game after the streaks held him scoreless in the first quarter. Midpoint of the third period, 52-38, Galesburg down 14. Hesitation drive, McElmurray takes it all the way into the left hand. He lost his man out high. Nobody came over to help out. Galesburg down a dozen, 52-40. McElmurray with 10 on the night. Streak seniors want to play again. Here's a travel called. Indecision by Nate Bell in the right corner. thought about the pass and then decided to dribble, but it was too late. He brought up his pivot foot, and the Streaks get it back with a chance to cut this lead back into single digits with a three-point basket.
Yeah, we just got to stick with it. I don't have any doubt that we could score plenty of points before the night's over, but it's just finding a way to slow these guys down.
Here's McElmurray down the right side. He skips it back out to Brandon Thompson. Again, the lane is open. They get it over to Garrett Williams. Here's Dalton cutting in back door. Bank shot, gets fouled. Biefeldt came over trying to cut off Dalton. He did, and Dalton stayed his ground and just stayed back enough to prevent the rejection. And he gets a chance at a couple of free throws here. First foul of the game on Biefeldt and the third team foul on the Irish. Dalton to the free throw line, made his only attempt earlier in the game. He has 8 points. 65% on the season from the free throw line. First one, good.
Dalton slapped his hands together when he missed that shot going up for it. He was mad he didn't get it down. I was just impressed he got it over Biefeldt.
52-41. Notre Dame by 11. Second free throw well short. Brandon Thompson looked like he got position in the lane and then got grabbed from behind going for the rebound. Biefeldt comes up with it instead. Under 3.5 minutes to play. Third quarter, still plenty of time, but you got to get some defensive stops. Molinari on the outside. Nate Bell back to Molinari. Reverses back to Bell. Left side it goes. Back to Bell. Top of the circle. Over into the corner, Molinari. Good ball movement. Drives baseline. Shot rolls through.
How do you make that shot?
Got finger roll up over the top of the rim just enough that it spun through.
Yeah, his body was all twisted around the way he threw that thing up.
He was under the backboard by the time he got his arm back up there. Here's Garrett Williams from the baseline. Well short of the shot. Biefeldt with his sixth rebound of the night. His fifth in this quarter. Streaks can't afford many misses at the other end. Here's a fake in the right corner as Matthews now puts up the three from the wing. His feet were on the line. That's just a two, but it's 56-41. The Irish slowly building on this lead up 15. Chad Thompson, a long three off the front of the rim, rebounded by Molinari, leading the break. Down the lane, contact, basket, and a foul.
Unbelievable. Wow, wow, wow.
Just like that, they lead by 18.
Well, if you're listening at home, hopefully we're projecting just how good these guys are. I still feel like the Silver Streaks have played a pretty good bit. There's a lot of teams we'd have beat out here tonight.
Oh, yeah.
But, my goodness, these guys just are relentless. They're so balanced. And doesn't look good right now for Galesburg, down 17.
2:29 to go, third quarter. Galesburg timeout, 58-41 Irish. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory-perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
You lost over $400 worth of meat in your freezer, missed 72 hours worth of DVR'd sports, and couldn't shower or flush your toilet for 3 days, all while surviving on a stale chip and hot pop diet. Wasn't your last power outage experience brutal enough? With a Generac automatic standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about losing power again. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of a power outage. Get peace of mind with a Generac automatic standby generator from Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
I'm WGIL News Director Will Stevenson. News tips, story ideas, comments, questions, we welcome them all. Email us anytime, news@WGIL.com.
Molinari makes a free throw coming out of the Galesburg timeout. The Streaks have only one timeout left. 2:29 to go in the third quarter. Streaks have played their hearts out, but still trail by 18 here, 59-41.
Miami Heat led by 24 in the third last night and lost at home, so there's still hope.
And they're a really good team, too.
You think?
This Notre Dame team looks awfully tough tonight, as they have throughout their first 27 games this season. They beat Rock Island by 17 earlier this year. Brandon Thompson drives out to Garrett for three. Shot rolls off.
Everything but down.
Was halfway down. It popped out of the basket, high off the glass, and it still wouldn't drop through. Notre Dame at the other end after the miss. Top of the circle. No look pass to Blumenschein at the free throw line. Right corner, a fake by Matthews looking to drive baseline. Thompson cuts him off. They're going to show a lot of patience here, leading by 18. Oh, I take it back. Quick three, rolls up. Ryan McElmurray with the rebound. Lane had an open look at it, couldn't knock it down. Into the front court, Williams on the right side, right back to McElmurray. Fakes left, drives right. Notre Dame doing a much better job cutting off that lane now. We're under 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. Brandon Thompson on the right sideline below us. They swing it left. McElmurray to Garrett Williams. Top of the circle. Three shot rolls off again. Blumenschein with a rebound.
They're pretty content to give Garrett Williams that shot. He hit one early, but the guys that they just will not let beat him after that first half, Chad Thompson, who was on fire, they're not letting him hardly even touch the ball. And, of course, they don't want Brandon Thompson, to beat him either.
Brandon Thompson with only 2 points tonight on 1 of 4 shooting. Chad Thompson has 11, but all of those came in the first two quarters when he was 4 of 6. He's gotten off, 4 of 5 shooting. He's gotten off only one shot in this third quarter with under 50 seconds to play. The whistle was a foul on McElmurray, his second, and the fourth team foul on Galesburg. 45 seconds to play, third quarter. Irish lead 59-41. Since Galesburg led 28-26 in the second quarter, they have been outscored 23-13. I'm sorry, that's not right.
33,
thank you. 33-13. Back into the game, Nick Reynolds. Draws the double team, gets it away, nearly stolen away, frees up Bell to drive, under the basket, kicks it out to Matthews, baseline, good. 61-41 Irish. Williams just gets it to Brandon Thompson right across midcourt. We're down to 10 seconds to go. Ryan McElmurray on the outside with 6 seconds. Right side, Dalton Davis penetrates with 4. Running one-hander, short. Rebound, Blumenschein. Firing to the other end, off the backboard, Gilfil, and that's the end of 3. The Irish have taken command, leading by 20. 61-41, fourth quarter coming up. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
It's Ashley Blake from WGIL, reminding you it's time to order your bare root tree seedlings and fish from the Knox County Soil and Water Conservation District. Money from this fundraiser benefits its educational programs. Order trees by March 28th or any of 10 fish by April 8th. Get more details at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in Galesburg.
During the radio auction, bid at number 407, a golf foursome with cart from Weaver Ridge.
The bidding begins at 7 a.m. March 19th on WGIL.
The inbounds coming into the fourth quarter. The position down low to Biefeld, who banks it in for the low block. And it's 63-41 beginning the fourth quarter. McElmurray drives down the right side of the lane, puts up a shot and a foul called on Gilfillan. That'll be number 2 in the game on Gilfillan, and Ryan McElmurray to the free throw line will shoot a couple. Notre Dame continues to shoot the lights out here tonight, largely because of good position down low where the big guys just can't miss, specifically Bielefeld. And the Silver Streaks look to be 7:37 away from a tremendous season coming to an end as McElmurray makes the first free throw.
Well, they gave it a great go for a while tonight, but Notre Dame on both ends of the court has just been outstanding. If they play this well, they're going to be in the state tournament run for a long time. Love to see if they play Rock Island, that battle.
McElmurray misses the second. Bielefeld hauls down his seventh rebound. 63-42. Galesburg down by 21. And make no mistake about it, they have played well tonight. The shooting really cooled off late in the third quarter, and that's going to make their shooting percentage look not very good before the end of the night, although it's still pretty good overall for the game.
Yeah, I've got them 50%, 15 out of 30.
Yeah.
But Irish 24 of 33.
Jeez. About 75%, just under 75% for the game. Irish just running clock now in the half court. We're under 7 minutes to play. A lob down low. Bielefeld over the back of Garrett Williams, and that's a foul on him. number two of the game on Bielefeld, and only the eighth Irish turnover. It was a well-intended lob, but Garrett Williams had established position the whole way, and Bielefeld had to climb up his back to go after it. That's only the second foul of the game on him.
Well, at least it gave the Notre Dame student body something to complain about. They haven't been able to do that all night.
McElmurray across midcourt to Williams, top of the circle, working against Blumenschein. There's another height mismatch. Dalton Davis out high, trying to lose his defender, driving in on Gilfil, and now brings it back out. McElmurray on the dribble, trying to find the opening in the lane, gets there, blocked by Molinari. And that gives the Notre Dame Irish crowd something to hoot about now. And now Brandon Thompson fouls Molinari in the front court. He's picked up three.
Notre Dame crowd yelling Molinari. If you've heard that name before, that's probably because you've heard of his dad. He's a longtime coach at Bradley, now at Western Illinois University, Jim Molinari. He played, by the way, David played at Peoria Christian last year, transferred in here.
And they advanced in the three-point showdown tonight.
Yeah, they've got several kids that played at Christian last year that transferred into Notre Dame this year. I'm sure for the academics.
Of course. McElmurray in the backcourt with his third foul. Stops the clock with 6:25 to go in the game. Six-team foul on Galesburg. 63-42 Irish. Quick lob down low. Bielefeld posting up on Thompson. Just throws it up toward the basket. We're going to get a blocking foul called on Chet. Doing everything he can down low, but he's just getting muscled out of the way, and Bielefeld goes to the line shooting two.
Yep.
Four
Chad,
on the game on Chad Thompson.
Just had his arms straight up. And, you know, I think our guys have gotten so gassed trying to play defense, we haven't had a whole lot left to give at the offense.
Getting sign of a tired shooter. Bielefeld with a free throw. Hasn't missed it. 64-42 Notre Dame. 64-43 Notre Dame. Second free throw good as well, 65-43. Bielefeld, remember, held scoreless in the first quarter. And now he has 22 on the night. Brandon Thompson across midcourt. He's been held to 2 points. Streak's leading scorer on the season, averaging 20 a game. Garrett Williams down the right side of the lane, blocked by Blumenschein, gets it right back. Dalton Davis has it now. Right corner to Chad Thompson. He's covered up, has to dribble it all the way back out.
Well, and look, Bielefeld was going to follow Chad Thompson as far out toward half court as he wanted to
sure
go.
Was.
They were instructed at halftime, quit letting Chad Thompson beat you, and they've done a pretty good job of it.
Brandon penetrates out to a wide open Dalton Davis for three. 65-46. Streaks continue to play well, but have just been outmanned here tonight. 5:40 to go in the game. 65-45. Down the lane, Molinari dumps it off. Bielefeld again, position up and in.
It just doesn't seem fair, does it? I guess, like I said earlier, it isn't fair. That's just the way basketball's always been. If they're bigger than you are, you've got to find some other way to beat them, and we haven't found the answer tonight.
Dalton Davis, Garrett Williams. He'll give it off to Ryan McElmurray. Got bumped from behind. Has to save it from going out of bounds. Williams has it. Drives into the lane with a right hand. Gets blocked by Blumenschein. Out of bounds. Streaks will hang on to it.
You know,
Garrett doing everything he can to take it at the basket. And
he's getting blocked. I'd love to see Brandon Thompson play as aggressively as Garrett is. Brandon, for the great game he had the other night against Richwoods, has just been an absolute non-factor tonight, and I'm not sure it all has to do with Notre Dame's defense.
And down low to Dalton Davis, who goes up very strong with it. He gets blocked, but a blocking foul called. Will this be on Bielefeld? Nope, we're going to give that one on Molinari. Only his first, and the sixth team foul on the Irish. Still a shooting foul since Dalton Davis to the line, where he's 2 for 3 tonight. He has 12 on the game. First free throw, short, but he gets two. 67-45, Notre Dame by 22. Tremaine Carson back into the game. Chad Thompson will sit down. Remember, Thompson with four fouls. Streaks don't want to lose him. Even down 22 with 5:08 to go in the game and probably his career at Galesburg. Davis gets a second one. It is good. Dalton Davis with 13-9. What a career.
Congratulations to both Chad and Brandon Thompson being named first team All-Western Big Six this week. Not a surprise.
Notre Dame breaks the Silver Streaks press. Quick pull-up jumper by Fian. They executed it perfectly. He has five tonight, 69-46. I'd like to see the team that beats this one, if it's going to happen. Brandon Thompson drives down the lane, and he just lost the handle on it. Went over his shoulder and out of bounds. Streaks turn it over for the 11th time.
Well, the only way you're going to beat these guys is if they don't play like this. I mean, when playing at this level, nobody will beat them. Now, granted, they'll run into some teams of a little more height to where maybe Biefeld won't have it as easy inside as he's had tonight, but still.
Tries to lose Tremaine Carson down low. Spins, and a bank shot falls off. Boy, was the crowd, the student section, ready to erupt on that one. He was doing everything he could to lose Tremaine Carson, and finally he did. And then he just missed the shot. The crowd would have gone bonkers had that one gone in with a three-point play. Fourth foul of the game on Carson. Biefeld again has not missed tonight. 8 for 8 from the line. He has 24 and finally comes up short. Maybe he's getting a little gassed. Hits the front of the rim on that one.
You can definitely tell he's had more spring in his step as this game has progressed.
He was 0 for 3 from the field in the first quarter. He hasn't missed his shot since then, and he gets the second free throw here. 25 tonight, matching what he did against the Streaks last Tuesday. A 24-point Notre Dame lead. 4:39 to play in the game, and a full timeout by the Irish. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for WGIL. Monmouth VFW Ladies Auxiliary hosts an all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet Sunday the 13th. They'll serve from 7:30 in the morning till 11 at the VFW in Monmouth. $7 for adults. Proceeds go to support our troops. Get more information at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
Hey, Galesburg, it's Glenn Beck, inviting you to join me weekday mornings at 9, following the WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14.
Jory Rubitoff, Benowitz, our broadcast engineer, and what is looking to be the final game of the season for the Silver Streaks boys basketball team. 4:39 to play, 70-46 is the Notre Dame lead. Coming out of the Irish timeout, Silver Streaks keep their seniors on the floor. And a good possibility they may just play this one out. Dalton Davis across midcourt. 70-46 is the Irish lead. Chad Thompson skips it over left side to Davis. Trying to drive baseline. Pulls up, throws it up toward the basket, and it rolls through.
You know,
with a bank shot.
What's unfortunate, the score now very reminiscent of what Peoria did to Dunlap on Tuesday night. But the games aren't even nearly comparable,
no.
Except for what the score is right now. Biefeld just abused.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. To help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Now, and these guys, these Streak starters are in as good a shape as anybody will play. You cannot say, well, we just weren't in good enough shape, but we've got no bench to speak of that you could bring in a game like this, and it has just worn us down with the Irish having 9 players rotating in and out all the time. They're deep, and they're very talented.
Deflected pass. McElmurray got a finger on it, knocked it out of bounds, and we got a nearly full line change for Notre Dame. 4 players come in on the floor. Fien, the only player who stays out there. Blumenschein is back in for Notre Dame. One of the starters, Brett Lane, along with Molinari and Gilfillan, come back in. So some of the starters will get a little more time to play for the Irish. On the right side, Fien with it. Kips it back out. Approaching the 3.5-minute mark of the fourth quarter, it's 73-49. The number one team in the state has made it look very impressive here tonight against the Silver Streaks. Gilfillan on the perimeter. Clock. Molinari penetrates, kicks it out, and they're all the way back out to half court with a pass, trying to run more clock. Now Dalton Davis reaches up and grabs Fien for the foul. Only the first of the night on Dalton Davis, and that'll send Notre Dame to the line, shooting 2 free throws for every foul the rest of the way. 3:16 to play.
Drew Blumenschein in there, number 40. much about with Biefeld on the bench now. But I asked head coach Matthews before the game about Blumenschein. I said, now, as the first free throw is no good. He's 6'8", too, and a good post man. He said every D3 school in the country wants him. He said, but he's hoping to be able to go higher than that. He said maybe once we get toward April, he's hoping maybe he'll get some offers from somewhere else. But he said, and there's some very nice D3 schools that he can go to. But he's hoping to maybe rise a little higher than that.
74-49 as Fian makes the back end of the two free throws. Davis across midcourt, pulls up high post, gets it over to Brandon for three. Line drive off the back of the rim. Rebound Gilfillan. That's not Brandon's shot in rhythm by any means. He's just trying to get a few more points in the books with under 3 minutes to go in the game. You know he doesn't want to play his final game of his career scoring only 2 points. That's what's happened tonight. He's only taken 5 shots all evening, and that is a testament to the Notre Dame defense. On the outside, Molinari. Court circle, Lane. Right side, Fian. Now Gilfillan in front of the Notre Dame bench with 2:35 to play in the game. Bounce pass wide open under the basket, Lane lays it up and in.
Just another reason this is a great team. If they got in a tight game, which they don't many, they could do that. I mean, if they get a lead, even if it was like a 4-point lead, they'd be so hard to catch because they spread the floor. They've got great ball handlers. They make great passes. Just a well-coached bunch.
Chad Thompson drives in from the left baseline, banks it in. 76-51. Nice assist from Dalton Davis. Chad Thompson with 14 on the game. McElmurray pokes one away into the backcourt, but also gets him with a high shoulder. And that is the fourth foul on Ryan McElmurray.
Fun to watch that duel with Gilfillan out there and McElmurray on him. Both these guys, pretty guards with a lot of intensity. They like to do a little showtime with the ball, and I think they've enjoyed locking up with each other here tonight.
2:08 to play in the game. First free throw rolls off, but again, double bonus the rest of the way for the Irish. So two free throws for Cody Gilfillan. He has 10 tonight. He scored 8 of those in the first quarter. He had a couple of three-pointers early that got Notre Dame rolling offensively. Gilfillan misses the second. Chad Thompson with the rebound.
Talked a lot about Max Biefeld. The only question now in his future, is he going to Michigan or Illinois?
Dalton Davis right corner. His three rolls off. McElmurray with a putback comes off. Fian comes out with it for the Irish, leading the break. Shovel pass into the corner, and they spread it back out with under 2 minutes to play in the game. Down the lane. Lane fakes the pass, takes it up off the glass. 78-51, Notre Dame by 27.
These guys are going to shoot 80% for the game. They're 6 of 6 in the fourth quarter.
Amazing.
Gosh.
McElmurray top of the circle. Dalton finds an opening in the lane. He kicks it out to Chad. Passes up on the three, drives into the high post. Backdoor cut to Dalton. Notre Dame gets a hand on it, and they take it away. 12 turnovers. Irish call timeout as 10 players come into the game. And a standing ovation from the Galesburg crowd as they are going to watch a dedicated set of seniors head to the bench for the final time. Coach Mike Reynolds has played these 5 guys an awful lot in his first 3 years. Many of them since their sophomore year on the varsity level. An appreciative Galesburg crowd on its feet.
The only 25-win team we've had since the 97-98 team that got second in state. And these kids have played their hearts out all year. We've enjoyed watching it. And
who'd have thought, huh?
They've risen to the occasion so many times. We thought, well, they can't beat Teutopolis in that title of the holiday tournament. They did it. Thought, no way they can beat Gurney Warren. We'll just try and stay close. They beat them. Tonight, we played a terrific game for most of the first half and then just out of gas against the best team we've seen in a number of years.
Long rebound after the three-point miss by Matthews goes all the way out to half court where it's out of bounds back to the Silver Streaks.
They finally missed one. 6 of 7 now in the fourth quarter.
Gosh.
So they're 30 of 40 for the game.
Amazing. Under a minute to play now. Lamont Ross, Zach Wilkie, Stefan Simic, Chad Johnson, Austin Garnett for the Silver Streaks. Wilkie will shoot a three. That banks off the glass. Too strong. Under the basket, the rebound to Jack Stevens for Peoria Notre Dame. So a look for the Silver Streaks on the floor right now. Some of what we'll see next year. And Notre Dame, apparently the Silver Streaks got a deflection, knocking it out of bounds. Thought they just threw that one away. But the official standing right there saying somebody tipped it out. 38 seconds to go in the season for the Silver Streaks. A tough game here tonight. They did But Notre Dame, what a team. Left side three, Reynolds off the back of the rim. Rebound knocked around, and Wilkie comes up with it for the Silver Streaks after the miss. Again, a rare miss. Zach leads the break. Down under the basket, tried to get it to Chad Johnson. It's through his hands. Pass was just too strong. 13 turnovers in the night for the Silver Streaks. That's not a bad number, but the ones that really hurt came in the second quarter when the Streaks fell behind. Had a five-point lead, ended up falling behind, trailed by nine at the half because of a turnover right before halftime. And those eight turnovers in the second quarter, we may look back on and say that was the real turning point of this one. And that's the ball game. The Streak season ends at 25-7.
Really
another,
nice hand.
Another standing ovation from the Gales. Team that wins 25 games. Probably 10 more than most people realistically thought this team would do this year.
Yeah. Well, and I think everybody in the crowd has stood to their feet at the end of this one for Galesburg, really proud of the fans, because I think they realized everything that was happening out there, too. I think at some point everybody in this crowd just sat back and said, these guys are just too good. It's not a case of what's wrong with the Silver Streaks. It was just absolutely a case of this Notre Dame team is everything that we had hyped them up to be after last Tuesday, and they come in here tonight and put on an equally fine performance, in fact, maybe even better, given the circumstances
That's
and
right.
how well Gelsberg had played in the first half, to put on a show like this and head to the sectional. Look out, whoever gets in their way, because they are something else.
Like I said, if anybody beats them, I'd like to see that team and how good they must be. 78-51, the postgame show is coming up on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street. When the power goes out, will you be ready? Be ready with Galesburg Electric and Generac Generators. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Live coverage of GHS boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family. By Sign Depot Express, visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. By Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer on Henderson Street. By Office Specialists, where your office is their business. By Spudos Donuts and More, come for the donuts, stay for the food. And by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at GalesburgCars.com.
Got every pooch on the block following me around? Can't blame them. I'm gorgeous. I use shampoos and conditioners made for my coat. I blow it out using Conair's Yellow Dog, a dryer for pets. And with a quick run of the Furminator down my back, say bye-bye to loose hairs. Excuse me, won't you? Time for my pedicure.
Doggy spa supplies from Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
The official WGIL forecast for tonight, occasional showers and thunderstorms and a low of 33. Tomorrow, cloudy skies, chance of rain showers or snow showers in the morning, then scattered flurries in the afternoon. Much colder, a near steady temperature of 35. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies, low 23, and Sunday, mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 30s, and light north winds. Right now in downtown Galesburg, it is 40 at Galesburg Radio 14.
final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Richwoods High School, the Silver Streak season comes to into the number one team in the state, 78-51. What a terrific performance by the Irish tonight. A good, solid performance by the Silver Streaks, but a really terrific performance by Peoria Notre Dame. They took Galesburg's best shot, especially in the first half, but the Silver Streaks had a five-point lead at 25-20, and even late in the third quarter, or late in the second quarter, led 28-26. About midpoint of the second quarter, I guess, 28-26. The Irish go on a 13-2 run, take a nine-point halftime lead at 39-30, and they just continue to build on the lead. By the end of the third quarter, it was 20. They end up winning it by 27. The Streaks play well. They play good defense. Notre Dame scores. They come down. They run good offense. They score. Notre Dame comes right back down, scores, and gets a three-point play, and you still lose ground. I mean, it's just... It's frustrating to watch, but it's also really impressive to watch, too.
Yeah, because I don't know which I'm more impressed with, their offense or their defense.
Yeah.
I mean, what they did to completely take Brandon Thompson out of the game, what they did to Chad Thompson in the second half after Chad had been a real problem for him in the first half. Again, we said they will come out to cover up and let you go down the lane, but then they collapse quickly and with that size come over and block some shots. You think you're going to go in and have an uncontested layup, and then all of a sudden here's some big bodies over there, some long arms making stuff on you. And they do it without fouling a whole lot too.
Yeah, that's right.
And so, you know, if they came over and just clobbered you, then they would have their big guys in foul trouble, and then it could be a problem. But, you know, this Irish team could, if they didn't have the 2-6-8 kids, I think this is still a team that would be contending for a regional title. That's what's really impressive. But with those two, and of course Biefeldt leading the way, it's then potentially a state champion in Class 3A. And somebody's going to have to pull off an upset along the line to knock them off, because Rock Island, if it comes to that, and you know these guys will have to beat Central again, I guess when Central is leading Manual.
Last we heard anyway, yeah.
They'll have to beat them again, and that's no easy task, but they have handled them twice already this year. If they play Rock Island, they've whipped Rock Island once. Rocky's saying, well, we didn't have Romo Davis and we took them lightly and a few other things, but I just don't know. Chason Randall's good, but these guards, I think they can at least limit his effectiveness to some point, and I don't think Rock Island's got enough strength inside to be able to handle these guys. So hopefully we'll get to see that matchup, because it'll be 1-2 in the state the way they're ranked right now. But you got to go with Notre Dame from what we've seen here twice in the last 2 weeks. They are impressive.
Well, I guess 28-0 on the season now. They are the Class 3A regional champions here in Peoria, 78-51. We anticipate it may be a bit before Coach Mike Reynolds makes his way up to us, because, you know, you're saying goodbye to all your seniors, not necessarily tonight, but this is the last time you're in the locker room with seniors who have played for you 95% of the minutes all season long. And for Coach Mike Reynolds in his third season, really 95% of the games, but an incredibly high percentage of games for him as he looked to rebuild this program, going from just 11 wins his first season to 19 last year to 25 this year. So we can only guess how emotional it must be in the locker room right now, and it's going to take some time.
Yeah, some tough kids down there, but probably some tears as they realize that it's the last time they take off that Streaks uniform that they've taken so much pride in putting on and working together to make this good. Now, you know, I'm looking out on the court right now, and I'm seeing a number of the members of the girls' basketball team, and they're saying, yeah, we know what's going on in there. We had to go through that on Monday, same thing. And especially hard, I think, with this particular team, because they are so senior-dominated. Everybody getting any substantial playing time was a senior. And so that makes it especially hard as Coach Reynolds looks around that locker room, I'm sure, not only for saying goodbye to these guys, but going, boy, what are we going to do next year? But that's not on our mind now. It's just a tribute to what has happened this year. And Mike is starting to make his way up. Might still be a few minutes before we get the head coach of the Streaks. I can go ahead and take a look at the statistics for
Let's
the game.
Let's do that, okay.
Peoria Notre Dame shoots 73%. 30 out of 41, and that was only that low because a couple of their substitutes fired up some shots late. They would have been at 78% for the game if they hadn't have just tossed up those last couple of shots. 78%. Wow, wow, wow. For Galesburg, our percentage just kind of steadily declined. We were 7 of 11 in the first quarter, then hit our first four shots of the second quarter. So at that point, we were 11 of 15 from the field, and we had nailed 5 3-pointers. And you're thinking, hey, 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 here we go tonight. But things cooled off in a hurry. We finished by the end of the game 45%, 18 out of 40 in the fourth quarter, just a 3 of 10 effort. So what started very promising just dwindled away from the streaks on the offensive end. Rebounds 20 for Notre Dame on the evening and 15 for the Silver Streaks, and the turnover count 13-9. Galesburg with the unlucky 13, but really the only unlucky period was number 2. 8 of our 13 turnovers coming in that second period, where Brad, as you alluded to, we were up 5 points, and then Richwoods, keep on calling them Richwoods because we're on their court, Notre Dame goes on that run to end the first half. They go 9 points ahead, and a lot of that because we just couldn't get any shots off. We mentioned Notre Dame didn't have a single rebound in the second quarter when they made that run because we weren't able to get shots off. When we did, we made them.
Right.
So there weren't any rebounds to be had. It was a very odd statistical second quarter. But it was the turning point in this game. And then the Streaks tried to come out of the locker room in the third quarter with a little energy and get back in this, but Notre Dame snuffed that out quickly. Biefeldt was just a horse in the second and third quarters, early fourth, and he was definitely D1 material in this one. And Illinois fans probably hoping that he'll be wearing the orange and blue at this time next year, although Michigan folks want him in the maize and blue, so we'll see where he goes.
Other team statistics to pass along. You know, Notre Dame finishes 5 of 10 from three-point range. We talked about it after that game last week. We thought no way this team could shoot as well as they did on their home court a week ago. And
they shot better.
They shot better. 50% from three-point range. That wasn't as good as last week and not nearly as many, but they didn't need it. 12 of 16 from the free throw line. Silver Streaks finished 6 of 18 from three-point range. And 9 of 13 from the free throw line. Taking a look at the individual scoring, Max Biefeldt leads all scorers with 28. The Irish put 4 players in double figures tonight. 28 for Biefeldt, 13 for David Molinari. Cody Gilfillan and Brett Lane each finished with 10 tonight. Hank Matthews and Drew Blumenschein finished with 4. Sam Fian had 6. Nate Bell had 3 for the Irish. Nick Reynolds, Nick Bell, and Jack Stevens did not score for Notre Dame. For the Silver Streaks, they put 3 players in double figures tonight, led by Dalton Davis with 15. Chad Thompson had 14. Ryan McElmurray in double figures with 11. Garrett Williams just missed double figures with 9. And the only other player who scored tonight, we haven't even mentioned him yet, Brandon Thompson, only 2 points tonight. Tough, tough night for Brandon as he gets off only 5 shots all night long. And the only time he took more than 1 shot in a quarter was in the first quarter when he was 1 of 2. So that'll sting a little bit for the all-conference player for the Silver Streaks to score only 2 points in his final game. A lot of players got in at the end, but nobody else scored for the Silver Streaks, who fall tonight 78-51. Did have 1 score to pass along. At least in terms of opponents for the Silver Streaks this season, Mattoon's season came to an end tonight. They fell to Salem 69-59. At last word, Peoria Central was leading Manual by double figures, so it looks like that's who the Irish will play in the sectional semifinal. 3-point advancing tonight for the Silver Streaks, Austin Garnett, who made 9 on their home court, though. Tim Gnoodle for Richwoods advances as he also made 9. David Molinari led the way with 10 for Peoria Notre Dame, and Blake Abbott for Dunlap made 9 as well. So good news, one small piece of good news for the Silver Streaks is Austin Garnett advancing to the sectional next week in the three-point showdown.
You mentioned Central leading Manual and probably beating them, and I'm thinking, what a difference, because Manual's a good basketball team. Going down the road, they might end up in a state title game.
That's right.
But getting bumped up to 3A because they inherited some of the students when Woodruff closed, that bumped them up to the 3A category in enrollment, and all of a sudden here they are playing Central, and possibly Notre Dame or whoever along the line, makes that road so much harder for Manuel. So the Rams may try and find a way to decrease enrollment by the time they get to basketball season next year. If you hear of a purge of students there, you'll know why.
And checking the 2A sectional title games tonight, I wanted to see how Alleman was doing. The Pioneers are trailing 36-32 to IBC in the fourth quarter, but of course we're dependent on how much and how often the IHSA is updating the score zone there. But Alleman not out of it by any means, down four in the fourth quarter, and I think there was only going to be a final from Pekin. I don't think they were updating the Moline East Moline game on a regular basis, so checking for a final score there. And still can't find it. So we are going to take a break here on the post-game show and get a word with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds when we come back, and we'll also give you that Moline United Township score once we can track that one down. But here tonight, Silver Streaks fall 78-51. Here's a score to pass along for a team the Silver Streaks played earlier this year. In fact, just a couple of weeks ago, Blue Island Eisenhower held to 66 points tonight.
They're the ones that had the Silver Streaks type run and gun style.
But they won.
Wow.
66-64 over New Lenox Providence. So the Cardinals, the Blue Island Eisenhower, are a regional champion. And there's a team the Silver Streaks can look at and say, we beat them earlier this year. Manuka wins a regional title tonight. They beat Bradley Bourbonnais 50-37. Saw Manuka back at the Martin Luther King tournament in January. So there's another Silver Streaks opponent. People disparage this Galesburg team for playing something of a soft schedule, but you know, you start looking at the regional and you see teams that are advancing, and you realize, hey, that's not necessarily the case. Rockford Boylan beat Rockford Guilford tonight 70-52, and was looking for the Warren score. But again, why don't we take a break here, as we do anticipate talking with Coach Mike Reynolds when we come back after our timeout here on the post-game show. 78-51. Streaks fall tonight to number one Peoria Notre Dame. Back to talk with the coach coming up on WGIL and WGIL.com.
When you trust, you rely on the strength, integrity, and ability of another. For over a century, families in Galesburg and the surrounding communities have put their trust in OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Our physicians, family practitioners, and staff work hard to earn your trust every day through the use of the latest technologies and procedures, providing a comfortable environment for you to discuss treatment options as well as prevention, giving you confidence that you are receiving the highest quality healthcare possible. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Imagine if someone would pay you for living. Pekin Insurance new return and premium life insurance policy does just that. Your beneficiary will receive the full death benefit if something happens to you, and the policy will return the amount you paid in premiums if you're still living at the end of the 20-year term and have kept the policy in force. Talk to Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency, about a money-back guarantee on your life insurance. Return and premium life insurance. That's coverage that goes beyond the expected.
Georgia Davis of Galesburg won $200 by wearing the WGIL button. Congratulations from Galesburg Radio 14.
Back here at Peoria Richwoods High School, where the Silver Streaks fall tonight 78-51. They end their season a very impressive 25-7, falling to a very impressive team. Jim Lee is with head coach Mike Reynolds.
All right, well, Coach, I'm assuming at the end of every season you probably play a lot of things over in your mind. Tonight, obviously, you'll lay down in bed and think about this one, but I'm not sure there's any way you could have strategized to beat this team tonight. We gave it a great shot. We were proud of the kids, but my goodness, Notre Dame's just awfully good.
Well, I mean, the first time they played Rock Island, they beat them by 17 points, and it wasn't even as close as that. And it is what it is. I mean, our guys fought and played, and you know, I didn't think we played all that bad, to be really honestly. Defensively, we just had no answer. I mean, that guy can get 30 points anytime he wants, and we took him away in the first quarter, and everybody else hit shots, and then you know, eventually he's going to get himself going. I think he's a heck of a player. I think they're well coached. They play well together, and I'm proud of our guys because they've emptied the tank and they've rose our program up, and we're statewide known again, and I'm proud of them, and we possibly could have lost to the state champions. I don't know.
You played toe-to-toe with them through most of the first half. As we talked with Steve Cheeseman there at halftime. He said the same thing we thought. It just looked like we got a little worn down there, made some uncharacteristic turnovers late in the second quarter that allowed them to build that nine-point lead, and after that it just seemed like we didn't have much of an answer.
Yeah, it was a frustrating, last, minute or so, but, I mean, we can hold our heads high because I think we lost to a team that's better than us. You can't always say that in a season, but, we're not very happy about those UT games. We thought that it was a team that we could maybe split with, but everybody else, we lost to the number one and number two-ranked team in the state five times. So, it is what it is, and I think we're one of the top 10 teams in the state, and all the teams that we've lost, you've had, multiple transfers that have helped them out, and all the top five teams in the state have had that. We played with our guys. We played with Galesburg kids, and we're proud of that. We think that, I'm not sure that we weren't the best homegrown team in the state, to be real honest with you. I don't know that that's appropriate to say, but it is what it is.
Well, individually in this game, We were as impressed, if not more so, with Notre Dame's defense than we were their offense, limiting Brandon Thompson to next to nothing after his big outburst the other night. Chad Thompson got hot in the second quarter. He couldn't hardly get a shot in the second half. They're really smothering.
Well, they doubled Brandon on every catch. So, that's, kind of the Michael Jordan rules there. And they were able to take him out of his game a little bit. And they were really physical with our guards, and that's something, to be real honest, we've struggled with all year long in all of our losses. That's what's gotten us, and we're trotting out there guys that are 160 pounds soaking wet or less, and they're throwing a lot of guys out there 195, and it takes a toll on you in a while.
In the locker room, what was the sentiment? Did the guys talk much, or do you mainly just kind of do a lecture? And how'd you work that in the locker room?
Well, we love our guys, and we've said that from day one. For the last 12 months, they want to get back to this point, have a shot. We thought we were going to play Rock Island. It didn't work that way, but I'm not sure the result would have been any different if we did. And we emptied the tank. They've gotten more out of themselves than anybody in the world could have ever imagined. I said we walk in a lot of games against York and Warren and T-Town and Peoria Notre Dame and Rock Island and Moline, and everybody looks down and looks at us. We're not an airport team, that's for sure. And we just got a lot of little guys that play hard, and we played basically five guards all year long, and we love our guys, and they represented our town, our school well, and we're really
game. I don't think you'd see five or six kids in any better physical condition than what we had, because they had to go pretty much the entire game, and that wears you down too. But a credit to the coaching, there wasn't really anybody on that bench you could have brought in that was going to make a difference. Those kids were going to do it one way or the other, and just kind of ran out of gas.
Yeah, we got a lot of great kids on the bench. We got a lot of great character kids, and they're what we need to build our program around. Those are the type of kids we need in our program, and they're not ready to play in this type of game yet, and it's our job as coaches by next year to get them ready. And part of the message is, are you willing to dedicate yourself in the weight room? Are you willing to dedicate yourself in the offseason like the five senior starters did? If you're willing to do that, you got a shot to be pretty good. If you're not willing to do that, then we got to find a different method.
Well, and this group of seniors proved what's possible when you do dedicate yourself. I don't think you could have found anybody in town that said at the start of this season we were going to win 25 games.
Well, I think Coach Cheeseman, he's a history guy, but I think he looked up and only six teams have won more games than 25 in 109 years. So that's pretty impressive to me. He's usually pretty accurate with his information. So I think he's been around for about 95 of those years. So I don't know, but we like our guys. We emptied the tank. We won 25 games. 25 is a lot of games. It's a lot of games, and they brought this program up from the dead. It's been three short years. We won five games, we hope our program's back, and we think it is, and people recognize Galesburg's on the way up.
Well, I think you had to be pleased finally to look across and see the throng of fans that came from Galesburg for this one tonight that cheered even at the end of this game in a tribute to what the kids have done.
Well, they're proud of our guys. We've got a lot of diehard fans, and I think for the most part we have great fans, and I think they're very positive with our guys, and we just got to continue to build it, and it's nice to see them get some positive feedback for as hard as they've worked.
Coach, great season. Congratulations on an outstanding year, and hope you don't lay there in bed too long tonight trying to figure everything out.
All right, thanks a lot.
Mike Reynolds of the Silver Streaks, as always, our thanks to Coach for joining us after the post game, or in the post game after a Galesburg victory or defeat, either way. 78-51, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We'll wrap things up from Peoria Richwoods High School next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Monday morning, enjoyed a McDonald's sausage biscuit with egg. Monday afternoon, a woman I don't know stops me on the street and kisses me.
Ooh la la!
Tuesday morning, had a wild berry real fruit smoothie. Tuesday night, another woman stops me on the street and slaps me.
Ay, ay, ay.
Thursday morning, enjoyed a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Thursday afternoon, come to find out, I have a twin brother.
The simple joy of a freshly prepared McDonald's breakfast, the only predictable part of your day.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, weekday afternoons 12 to 3 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Silver Streaks fall to the number one team in Class 3A tonight, 78-51. A great season for the Silver Streaks, a great season for Peoria and Notre Dame. And that continues, and we can certainly see why here tonight. Our final order of business, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Jim, haven't talked about it.
Haven't at all. Early on, Chad Thompson, some big shooting was outstanding. Our best shooter at that point of the game. But I don't know, I'm kind of leaning towards the overall flow of the game. Chad got those fouls, had to sit out quite a bit, and yep. I really thought Dalton Davis was the glue out here tonight. He ended up being the leading scorer, and went to the basket hard. He always plays hard, and I don't know. I'm kind of leaning Dalton's way. You can try and talk me out of it, but that's kind of the direction I'm leaning.
I was thinking between those two guys as well, and of course we haven't given it to Dalton in a while either. And mm-hmm. If there's anyone who personifies this team and building up as Coach Mike Reynolds has done, I think it's Dalton too. And I think fittingly.
Good point.
I think fittingly he should be our final of the season here.
Well, and really I'm thinking back to when Mike first came here and our first couple of games that Mike coached over at the Dunlap Thanksgiving tournament at that time, and Dalton Davis was a sophomore. And afterwards Coach Reynolds came up and he just said, Dalton Davis is the winner. He said, he's the kind of guy I want to see this program build around. The words that you just said echoing what he said when he first got here. So I'm glad you brought that up. Coaches has loved Dalton's attitude all the way since the time he was a sophomore. Does he do things perfectly? No. Sometimes he can be a little frustrating with ball handling, but other times he's fantastic. But he always plays hard, leaves his heart out on the court, and he does it without making a sound, basically. I mean, he's a cheerleader for the team out there physically. He's clapping. The guy loves to play. You watch him go up and down the court. A lot of times he's got a smile on his face, even when things aren't going right. You know, if he makes a bad play, he'll smack his hands together and encourage himself to get back after it. But you don't see him trash talking. You don't see a lot of the things that can make a player controversial. He just plays hard. He loves the game. And I'm glad that we can give him on his final game the Crunch Time Player of the Game, because every player brought their own things to this team. I'm not favoring him over anybody else, but wanted to give Dalton his due, because for 3 years he's been really one of the guys that Mike has focused on and building this thing around and turning it around, and so I think Dalton Davis is a great choice.
And he does lead the streaks in scoring tonight as well with 15 points. Other final scores, Peoria Central defeats Manual 55-38, so the Irish will play the Lions in the sectional semifinal next week. Moline advances past United Township. Third time the Maroons have beaten the Panthers this season, 48-42. And Morton beat Springfield Lanphier. Washington down Bloomington, both of those, by identical 52-51 scores. So some real thrillers in the regional finals tonight. But here tonight, Peoria Notre Dame best the Silver Streaks, 78-51. The Irish 28-0, and their march to their hopes for a state championship continues. They are now 28-0. Silver Streaks finished 25-7. What a thrill it's been being back with you, Jim, and thanks for inviting me back this year. It was an exciting football season that just didn't get quite as far as we'd hoped. And here's a basketball team that just didn't get quite as far as we'd hoped either. But it's been a great ride, and thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, you bet. Thanks for coming back and for helping rebuild the program.
Well, that implies there was something to rebuild there, which clearly was not the case.
Well, 25 wins on the basketball court. You obviously brought them a little good luck this year, and you picked a good year to jump back into the saddle. And, yeah, I echo Coach Reynolds. This team lost, other than maybe the close game at UT and that first game to Moline. Otherwise, you know, we've beat just about everybody that we humanly could beat this year.
That's right.
And it's been a pleasure to cover them. And, again, we've got you on a long-term deal now. I don't know that you were aware of that or not, but we'll be holding you to that. So we'll,
locked in for life.
We will. You got the big signing bonus, I know. So
yeah,
got to fulfill that. So we'll have you back next year if you'll have us.
You feed me before games, so that's enough to keep me coming back, I think. I also want to send a big thank you out to Nick Devlin, our broadcast engineer for many of these games. And, Nick, you do a terrific job for us at the studios, keeping things in control for us and getting us some updates here tonight as well when you had better access to some of the information than we did, so we could pass that on to our listeners at home. So Nick does a terrific job, and we need to, for our listeners' sake, give Nick his dues as well, because there's a young man who does a great job for us and keeping things in control for us at the studios. So a fun year, but one that comes to an end a little too early, just like it did for the Galesburg girls earlier this week. So close, but a great season nevertheless for a great group of young men and women in the case of the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 78-51, the season ends with a loss to the number one team in the state. If you're going to lose to anybody, that's who you want to lose to. For Jim Lee, for Nick Devlin, I'm Brad Benowitz. Good night from Peoria Richwoods High School.